Okay, we just heard presentations of action commitments, and now we're in a closing circle of probably about 40 or 50 people, and people are going to offer up their individual thoughts before we adjourn.
Okay, so in the tradition of starting with announcements, the seven people who just hosted sessions, even though they were 15-minute nugget sessions, would you please post your session notes on the website? And if you're not sure where to go, go to the main conference site, and there's a link that says session notes.
You can also email me
at the here. Or email them to Ashley. Yeah. Help with cleanup. Anybody who is in a position to stick around and help us do some cleanup, please do that. Ironically, the person who asked me about this actually had to leave early, but your airport ride shares, if you've either got a car and can take some folks or need a ride.
Hmm?
Yeah.
We do needs and then can offer, so need a ride or ride share.
Also, the MAX line, I believe, is running back as usual today, and it picks up the red line just right there, goes straight to the airport, half an hour ride from here. Yeah, so it's $2.50.
Is this, like, can we get information about the ride share?
I just wanted to know if this was somewhere that we could, like, host our luggage for a little bit if our flight isn't until later today.
We just checked the transport or car length, car time to get to the airport. It's clocking around 15 minutes right now. So
15, 1-5.
Yeah. Well, good to see.
That will get worse as the day goes on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
If there's anybody who has time and has been dying to take a walk in the woods or see Washington Park and they don't mind dogs because you haven't experienced Portland unless you've experienced dogs, I've had this class for 2 people. Yeah. And I'm leaving, the train is leaving right after this.
So there are a few people who are sitting outside. Would you like to come in to the circle? You're welcome.
This is Shira Avrabov, my daughter.
Hi. Just came from New York.
Just here from New York. Welcome. It's always cool to have a new arrival in the last 20 minutes of a convening.
Cool for us.
Cool for us, yeah. You get an outside voice. So. So just as we asked our folks who left early to speak volumes in a word, phrase, or at most a sentence, it's 4:15. Our target is to be complete in 15 minutes with whatever you feel called to say to feel complete from our time together, word, phrase, or sentence. Would you like? Yeah. Oh, okay, we have our starting point. Would you like a little silence before we begin? Because we'll just pass the mic from, tell me your name.
Claudia.
We'll just pass the mic from Claudia on. But would you like to do that from silence? No. Okay.
So I'd like to thank you all for coming here this weekend. You guys have made this experience really eye-opening for me. Yeah. So it's been very fun, my first time in Portland. I've definitely enjoyed viewing the city. I've loved seeing you guys' faces 12 hours out of the day. So yeah, and anyone that is hiring, I love what I do, but I also would love to expand what I do. So I'm in New Orleans, always willing to relocate and find my friends in other cities. So if you guys are ever in New Orleans, you can call me, and if I'm ever near you, I'll call you.
So I have a question of the group, because that was a really long sentence. We can do that. As long as you don't mind going beyond 12:30. So I'll leave it this way. If you need to leave here by 12:30, make sure you grab the mic. Just insert yourself and say something before you leave. And I encourage you to, if possible, stick to word, phrase, or sentence at the most. And if you feel you need to say more than that, do.
Try to remember to be a person first.
Michelle Holmes, please don't hesitate to come and find me.
Alex Powers, the collapse of the industry is not all doom and gloom.
Emily McDonald, thank you.
I just want to thank everyone for creating this space of like of openness and vulnerability where we can, I think that's what it takes to really learn and change. So thank you all for helping to create that space.
Thank you.
Onward and togetherward.
Inspired and challenged.
Pretty tired, but ready to rest and start doing again.
Fiona Morgan, we are building something new. We don't know how yet, but we have everything we need.
Michelle Ferrier, flock together right now with love.
Keegan Clemens Hauser, first, let's actually collaborate and not just say we're going to do it, but do it. And second, related to that, I apologize in advance. I'm terrible with names, but it's not personal, I promise.
Peyton Bruni, fight for your goals.
Andrew Divigal, I do want to take a time just to share more appreciation and maybe take two, but I want to really thank the leadership and guidance and partnership that Regina provides and really empowers us to do the work that's important to the school, to Agora, and to our community. I also want to thank the partnership we've had with Pate, so thank you. It's really fascinating both working with Peggy and Toba. It's like watching Peggy and recognizing that you're working with one Jedi, and then all of a sudden Toba comes into the space and we're like, wow, there's multiple masters of facilitation in the room, which echoes to my appreciation to, Ashley and to Lori, Catherine, and to Fiona for really taking up the helm of helping to lead a lot of the group. So I wanna end it there. Stephen, Michelle, thank you for your partnership and steadfast guidance as well. So thank you all for this engagement and looking forward to continuing the hard work that we have in front of us.
Thank you, everyone. This is wonderful. I need to go hide in a hole by myself.
I will also take more than one sentence. I want to appreciate how I was invited and that I felt welcome, even though I'm different in every way. Not a journalist, not a... And I want to thank you for something that moved me very much today, because maybe I can offer it to you. And that was journalism is known for its storytelling role or function. And what I saw today is many masters of meaning making. And in my profession, I want to have a journalist, at least one, in every work that I do. Because you are master meaning makers. And I want to acknowledge that. And this is what I'll do when I go home. I'll look for journalists to partner with me. And they will learn hosting, and I will learn meaning making.
Thank you for inviting me, and we have a lot of editing to do. And next year, I hope I will sit there and talk more.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think the one thing that I am taking away is that listening is a superpower. So thanks for sharing that with me. Thanks.
As long as I'm bringing the outside in.
Well, I found some of it's on Periscope if you want to watch. It's at Harvard Journal, too. And you can watch on Twitter or periscope.tv/Harvard Journal with the number 2. I'm sitting back here because I have migraine trigger symptoms. I'm not being antisocial. I'm just not feeling great. But yesterday I didn't make it here at all, so.
So I kept assuring Andrew that there would be spaciousness for him to be able to do some appreciation. So I'm appreciating him for taking the time to do the appreciations he wanted. Working with you in partnership to make this happen has been second time round, even more phenomenal than the first. So thank you for your partnership. And Regina, thank you for making the space for us to be doing this work. And Stephen, it's been almost 20 years, I mean 18 years, in which we've invented and evolved the form which you've experienced here. And I can't thank you enough for being with me on this journey. And to my newfound friends and partners and in crime, and Ashley and Catherine and Fiona and Lori, and they're teaching me how to be incompetent again, because learning to support another generation and growing is a whole new muscle for me. So thank you for being my teachers. Michelle, thank you for your partnership in saying we need to change the mix of who's in the room and working with me to make that happen, and reimagining journalism in the context of something larger of civic communications. And Tova, my friend of a long time, who teaches me every day. And to all of you for going on this ride. It's been an extraordinary trip. I think I said this early on, and I've forgotten. Elaine Cha came to me because I was describing a dandelion, and we're like the seeds of the dandelion that's ready to go spread itself everywhere to bring engagement everywhere. And she said, that's called the clock. So we're on the clock, and it's ticking.
I'll share my postcard advice to myself from yesterday. Never let the practical silence the aspirational.
Thank you all for letting me listen, and I hope we can move forward in a spirit of learning.
After this conference, I find myself questioning what my place in journalism is, which is both scary and exciting, but I'm looking forward to what comes next.
We're in the beginning, and if you guys can just imagine if you were in the very beginning stages of your career, of your life, having an experience like this to inform your work, where you would be, and the aspirations you would have, and the burden that it really feels like. I appreciate all of you for helping put that burden on me, because it's an important one for us to carry.
This weekend has been a discovery of a multitude of brilliant ideas, lots of little ideas and some big ideas, and that's what I'll be thinking about, all those little bits of light and idea for the next few weeks.
My name is March, and I truly believe that together there is nothing we cannot do. I never knew the tribe of engagement journalists existed until I went to People Power Publishing, and it's my favorite subculture and subgroup there is, so I'm excited to keep convening and feeling justified in my place in this world.
Mike Fantrup, I graduated from the University of Oregon School of Journalism almost 50 years ago, and here I am. And for all of you, someday, with God's will, you'll be my age, and you'll remember this day and this experience of what a blessing that is.
I'm Linda Miller, and I was going to say something completely different, and then Peggy talked about dandelions, and so I'm just thinking weeds, right? Because I brought flowers yesterday, but let's not forget about the weeds in our midst, and that they have a certain sense of beauty, and they have a place in this yard, and also weeds really spread, right? So that's my thought.
Ashley Alvarado, I have lost the ability to do appreciations without weeping, so I'm not going to do that right now. But I will say that when you are struggling to breathe, and when you're not sure about what you're doing, this is the group of people that will give you an oxygen mask and help you breathe.
Steven Silla, follow your own weird.
I'm Joy, and I'm leaving with the spirit of hoping the umbrella over the tribe in this room is welcoming enough and broad enough to include people who couldn't be here, maybe don't have the support of the organizations to be here, maybe do engagement in a way that looks a little different than what we do, but deserve to be included.
Linda Eleanor, and a little bit like Tova, I come from not journalism, I come from the process field of dialogue. And I feel like I've just had my head knocked against the wall a million times and opened up in good ways. I didn't exactly know why I was coming. I know Peggy, and I know she did something at NCDD that was similar to this, and it kind of gave me a little taste. And so I just followed that intuition, and I'm just seeing all these amazing opportunities of these fields coming together. It's so exciting, so many ideas. So I'm really glad I came and got to meet all you guys.
I'm Mike Green, and I'd like to thank the organizers for this space and this time. So if we could just give them another round of applause. Really. And I'm leaving here having increased my network by at least 100 people. If you have not given me your business card, please do. My social capital bank account is exploding right now. Thank you.
Christine Whitney Sanchez,
Thank you for allowing me into your village for this time. I have the sense that lawyers and journalists are going to save democracy.
I hope, Bill Densmore, I hope we can evolve a method for keeping the space among us open in email, Gather, Slack, Facebook, phone, or whatever. Don't stop connecting. It's easy to just go away and forget that we're all out there. Make the effort to tell the stories of your little successes and frustrations so that we all help one another and our communities.
I'm Kristen Gustaf, and I also appreciate you allowing me into your village. I like that because I'm not the journalist, but so interested in connections and communication. And the gardening metaphor that Michelle and I got into and continues is so prevalent to me because it is organic. And this is a natural season of change right now. And I hope the fear that everything is falling apart leaves, because every generation will have this. And you guys are the chroniclers and the meaning makers of it. I love that. And as it goes to dandelions, sometimes they're a weed and oftentimes they're food. And each culture sees a weed and a flower or food differently. And I hope we can turn that around. And as a gardener who has way too many weeds, not worry that the dandelion seeds are flying all over right now.
Robin Teeter, the name of my organization is Healthy Democracy, and the mission short version is to elevate the voice of citizens and to improve public discourse for the benefit of all voters, and I would add to that community members. So I leave realizing that our work is your work, and your work is really our work. And to be able to connect that is, it really gives me hope, because there have been some very dark days in our work. And I thank you for the opportunity to sort of be reborn.
My name is Carl Eisenbach, and I have one word that we all are part of. Revolution.
Oh, God. Here we go again, Ashley. Thank you for your creativity and your openness. The conversations have been fabulous. And thank you for giving me so many good ideas to steal.
Hi. My name is Ivan. I've been involved in journalism for almost 35 years now. And I have to tell you that I feel, after this conference, I feel very encouraged once again.
I'm Elaine. I was not sure whether I'd be able to make it to this conference for a breadth of reasons, and I was here at the first one. This experience has been different. I think it is an elevation from last time, and I'm very grateful to you for suffering me. I hope that I have offered at least a few of you something that is valuable. And the last time I was here, I was wearing a t-shirt that had poop on it. I said, let's get shit done. I do want to do that. And this time, instead of a t-shirt, I have some special earrings and a watch that match. So to the point about time and getting shit done, come and check out my earrings.
I'm checking in right now. I keep looking at those flowers. They're not just tulips. There's diversity in there, and they're beautiful. You know, they're tulips, irises, daisies, and it reminds me of all of us here. And it sends a powerful message to me, and I just can't express how I appreciate you all. And if you are in New York, if you happen to be in New York, I know where the best Filipino food or restaurant is, so give me a holler.
I've actually been thinking about a conversation that Elaine and I had yesterday, and or maybe 2 days ago. I don't know, it all runs together. And a point that one of the student journalists made yesterday, which is that the conflicted feelings in my brain and the struggle that I have been feeling up to this point and that we've been working through today, that is not a bad thing, and that it actually means that we're on the right track towards doing something better. and that is what I'm taking forward from here. So that when I get back to my office and I continue to feel those feelings, I'm going to remind myself that it's a good thing.
Okay. That was a word. Catherine Thier. And when I was a journalist, I was very frustrated by the fact that there was no space in the newsroom for these types of ideas. And it was very, very painful, actually, because I felt at war with myself over what I thought I was doing and what I thought journalism was supposed to be about. And being here and shows me that, you know, there are so many other people who care and who are now actively working to make a difference. And that's really inspiring to me. And yeah, and that I want to bring that back to my students, because they're going to be the even next generation of people trying to do this. And I just think it's so important that as those of us who are journalists, that we make sure that the work that we, the effect we think we are having is actually the one we are having.
Hey, I'm Simon, and I'm coming out of this really struck by how many of us are trying to accomplish the same things, and you know, like how deeply shared a lot of our values are, but that we're also able to, I think, productively challenge each other at the same time. And I'm coming out of here with a sense that we're really at an inflection point. You know, I saw so many people work on projects where I thought, oh, you need to talk to this person because their project is really similar to yours. And I guess my hope is that this can be really the turning point or the start of the transition to no longer each working on really great similar projects independently, but bringing those things together.
I'm Regina. I want to thank you all for your investment of your time and yourselves in this convening. I want to thank Mike Fancher. Where did he go? It's like the disappearing guy. I want to thank Mike, because without him, there might never have been an Agora Journalism Center. I want to thank Peggy and Journalism That Matters, without whom there would not have been this really unique program. Man, you missed it. Without Journalism That Matters, there never would have been this really unique kind of program, I think, that is so different from most other convenings. And especially want to thank Andrew, literally without whom none of this would have happened.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alicia, again, potentially. And I'm not a journalist, but I kind of exist in a weird in-between space. This whole experience has showed me that working for shared values and for a better world, however that's defined, can actually be joyful. It can actually be fun. It can actually give me energy, as opposed to making me feel like crashing into bed at night and seeing nobody and like really depleted. And it feels like a really human way of working. So thank you all.
Hi, I'm Amy. I truly had no idea what to expect when I got here. I've never been to an event like this before. I have learned a ton, some of which I hope to, I will take back to the newsroom and incorporate into what I do. I think the thing that I least expected coming into this weekend was to meet so many people who care about journalism and are rooting for journalists to succeed. So thank you all for that.
So, to get us out of the circle, sometimes as we, you know, we've built this incredibly rich field here. So I want to ask you to stand up. And take a moment to just cast your eyes around. I mean, truly make eye contact with people where you can.
Sorry about that.
Cortana is just not as smart as Siri about knowing the right thing to say.
So, have you drunk each other in? So, here's the tricky part. Turn around 180 degrees. And remember, when you're feeling like you're all alone facing the chaos out there, that there is this rich, incredible network of people who have your back, and I invite you to take your first step back out into the world. Forward into the world. Thank you.
You're incredible.
That's the word for it.
Thank you.